Chapter 5. All right, I said as I parked the van in the alley beside the condo building. Norma, go ahead and pull up the security feed so we can see where the doorman is. My brunette assistant pulled out the small laptop that we kept in the van and instantly turned down the brightness so its screen wouldn't be obvious to anyone who might walk by in the darkness. It took her just a minute, but as soon as the security feed started to play on the screen, I could see the doorman just inside the building lobby. He was scrolling through his phone and looked completely bored, but that was exactly what we needed, because I sure as hell didn't want to deal with some kind of John McClane wannabe. Penumbra, I want you to go disable the doorman. I don't want you to kill him, but he needs to be good and unconscious.
And he probably shouldn't see me, right?
Right.
I've got this.
As soon as it's all clear, we'll be right behind you. We just need to take out the security cameras before we go inside.
Got it.
Right away, the blonde superheroine hopped out of the van, shut the door gently behind her, and strode out of the alley before she disappeared around the corner. As soon as she vanished, Norma switched the feed to the cameras right outside the condo building, so we could watch the blonde move down the sidewalk until she reached the glass doors of the massive high-rise.
What is she gonna do, just knock on the door and see what happens?
Maybe. But while she figures out what she's doing, I need you to go to work on something for me, too.
Sure.
Norma said, as she pushed her glasses up the bridge of her nose.
What do you need, boss?
I need you to disable all the cameras in the building and on the street outside, and rewrite any video that captured Penumbra just now, or our van when we circled the building a second ago.
What? Are you crazy? I can't do that! That is a big job, especially since she has to hack into the feed remotely, right?
It is a big job. But that's exactly why I want Norma to do it.
But isn't this normally the kind of thing that Eileen does? She would be way better at this kind of thing than just an average hacker.
Then don't act like an average hacker. Act like an average Eileen. Norma tilted her head to the side and scratched her ear. She still looked confused, but this wasn't the first time I'd tried to get her to think about her power a bit differently. Got it?
I can try, but if I fuck this up, you better have Eileen waiting to take over.
Fuck it up. Norma bent over the small laptop, stared at the screen for about 10 seconds, and then started to type, furiously. While she worked to hack into the camera system for the building, the security camera feed from just outside the high-rise moved into one corner of the computer screen, so Elizabeth and I leaned in closer to see if Penumbra had made any progress with the doorman. The blonde superheroine had actually knocked on the glass doors, and the doorman was trying to slip out from behind the desk to go answer it. She knocked again, but just before the man reached the doors, Penumbra floated up into the air a good 2 stories off of the ground. After the man pushed open the door, he looked around in confusion at the fact that no one was there. So then he just took another few steps out of the lobby to see who had knocked and then run away. The moment that he stood fully on the sidewalk, Penumbra struck. She dropped down from midair, landed directly behind the doorman, and then used her powers to throw him high up into the air. He disappeared from the view of the camera feed, but when he crashed back down to the ground, Penumbra stopped his fall just before he fractured apart on the sidewalk. The blonde slowly lowered him down to the sidewalk, but the man was completely unconscious. She must have flung him around so fast that he just passed right the fuck out, but Penumbra still bent over him to check his pulse. She straightened up, waved at the security camera, and then floated the doorman back up off the sidewalk and into the lobby with her. The image on Norma's screen went fuzzy after that, but I knew that was just because my assistant was closer to her goal. The rest of the laptop screen was filled with one sequence of numbers and characters after another, until it looked like the goddamn Matrix. How's it going, Norma? We need to move out pretty soon.
Almost. I think it's working. Maybe. Are you sure about this? I'm not as good as Eileen.
I didn't respond. And even though Norma had been so nervous about her ability to hack into the system and rewrite the feeds, it only took my omni-average assistant about 30 more seconds to finish the job. As soon as she finished, she leaned back in the front seat, closed her eyes, and closed her laptop.
Shit. That really wasn't that bad at all. You don't have to be so modest. I doubt that the CEO of Warden's Corp lives in a building where the security system is second rate. Well, I don't know about that. It was probably just an easy hack. I don't really think that I did anything special.
I knew that wasn't the case, but I kept that little bit of information to myself. It was clear that Norma had gotten one step closer to figuring out the full extent of her powers, but it looked like she still needed a little more time to come out of her self-denial and gain a little bit more confidence in herself. Once she did, she would be goddamn unstoppable.
So the cameras won't capture us now, right? Yep, I've looped the footage. We won't appear on any of the feeds, and neither will the van. The doorman will look like he's just been scrolling on his phone forever. And then I can let the feed go back to normal once we're out of here.
Then let's go kill this Roger Barry asshole. The sooner he's out of the picture, the sooner this whole superheroes for hire business will go tits up. We hurried out of the van, down the empty sidewalk and in through the front doors of the high-rise. There were a few people on the opposite side of the street, but I kept my helmet underneath my arm until we were inside the lobby, so no one seemed to glance in our direction. As soon as we were inside, I slipped my helmet on, of course, and then looked around for Penumbra. The blonde emerged a second later from a coat closet, with a little grin on her face.
He shouldn't wake up for a while. I tied him up in the closet just in case, but we can set him loose when we're done if he's still unconscious.
It looked like you really took him for a ride, I said with a smirk.
Yeah, I think he probably passed out about the time when he reached the top of the building. Or maybe it was right when he started to fall back to the ground, poor thing. I know I scared the shit out of him.
It'll be better for him to wake up scared shitless than to wake up dead, I said with a shrug.
Should we take the elevator or the stairs? The elevator might make noise on its way up. Plus, we can't risk the possibility that someone else might get on the elevator with us. Yeah, but doesn't this Roger Barry guy live in the penthouse? That's a lot of fucking stairs.
We'll take the elevator.
But I
don't
just...
Don't worry. You're right about the noise and the possibility of other people. But that's why it's a good thing that we've got Penumbra on our team.
It is?
The blonde asked, as a little wrinkle of confusion appeared between her eyebrows.
Oh, it is!
So you know what to do?
Yep. All aboard the Penumbra Express, please. I think Miles and I already rode that ride today.
Elizabeth said with a smirk.
Oh.
Penumbra bit her lip with a sly smile.
Well, I guess that's true. I meant the elevator. I know what you meant. But I don't.
My uber-average assistant began and then instantly blushed.
Oh my.
As soon as the four of us entered the elevator, Norma reached to press one of the buttons, but I caught her hand and shook my head. Instead, I nodded at Penumbra, just as the blonde closed her eyes and extended her hands out to the sides. The elevator slowly started to move up the shaft on its own as the levitation specialist floated it up to the top level of the massive high-rise. It didn't make a single sound as we sped up the elevator shaft, and since Penumbra was in complete control, we didn't have to stop for any other possible passengers. When we reached the top floor, I glanced at the three badass women to make sure that we were all ready, and then I nodded. Remember, we don't leave any witnesses. Anyone who works as Roger Barry's personal security team has to know what he's like. And if they know how fucked up he is, but they still work for him, then they deserve the same fate as him.
And you're sure that you're good with all of this, Dynamo? I know he's technically a civilian, and that's not exactly the kind of asshole that we usually deal with. I'm sure. This guy might be a civilian, but he's also the scum of the earth. Plus, he happens to run the most corrupt corporation on the fucking planet, so yeah, I'm sure.
Then, whenever you're ready, Veronica, go ahead and open the doors. Elizabeth and Penumbra stood at the front of the elevator, so they would be ready for anything that hit us right away, while Norma and I stood ready right behind them. Once we were all in position, Penumbra flipped one hand up toward the elevator doors and slid them open to reveal the penthouse suite in front of us. It also revealed a dozen security guards, half asleep, just inside. The moment that the elevator doors slid open, the security guards all jumped to their feet from where they'd been lounging around, with nothing to do. Instantly, they all aimed their guns at us, but Penumbra was ready for them. So before they could even fire a single shot, the levitation specialist made their weapons so heavy that their arms plunged toward the floor with the sudden extra weight. A few of the guards were smart enough to drop their weapons right away, but while the rest of them tugged at their guns and tried to pull them up off the floor, the four of us attacked. Elizabeth barreled forward with a right hook here and an uppercut there, and every time her fist landed on some asshole's jaw, it sounded like it knocked a few teeth loose. Of course, it only took us a few seconds to realize that these bastards weren't just everyday average security guards. When one of them blocked a punch from Elizabeth, I immediately knew that they had some kind of powers of their own, since there wasn't a regular human alive who could block a hit from Dynamo.
Ugh, they're fucking low-level supers!
Elizabeth growled as she raised her forearm to block a spinning kick. Apparently, I muttered, but then I had to turn my attention back to the asshole right in front of me. He was quicker than most humans, so he was able to get close enough to me to get in a few hits at first. My super suit was more than able to absorb the shock of his couple of punches, so I let him think that he was doing really well for a minute, while I calculated the most vulnerable spot in his body armor. The next time this asshole flung a punch at me, I ducked out of the way just before I activated the thrusters in my boots. It propelled me up into the air so fast that I almost ran right into the ceiling, but I was able to ease off of the thrusters in time to just hover at the top of the room for a few seconds. It was enough time for the speedy asshole to look up in confusion, and then I let myself plunge back to the ground, straight toward him. He jumped to the side before I could land on top of him, but I had expected that. It meant that he moved directly to my right, and it also meant that he thought he could get in a quick sneak attack while I recovered from my landing. Instead, when he brought up his nightstick to try to ram it into my throat, I immediately raised my forearm to slam into his wrist. My blow had enough pressure behind it to activate the blades in the forearm of my suit, so by the time I spun away from the security guard, his wrist had already started to spurt blood from the artery there. Based on how fast the blood had started to gush, I guessed that he wouldn't be on his feet too much longer, but I wanted to make sure that was the case. As he dropped his nightstick and backed up with a look of horror on his face, I aimed my palm blaster at his face and fired a single laser straight at him. It burned right through his little security guard baseball cap, through his skull, and into his brain. His eyes went cross-eyed and then just kind of sagged back into his head, like they wanted to see the hole that had just been burned into his skull. The security guard continued to stand for another few seconds, and then finally he swayed and toppled over onto some asshole that Norma had just stabbed through the heart with her katana. As soon as my asshole was down, I grabbed another security guard by the back of his bulletproof vest, ripped it off him, and then ducked out of the way, just as the vest fell to the floor. The moment I stepped to the side, Elizabeth ran forward and pummeled her fists into his chest so hard and so fast that all of a sudden the man just gurgled up a bubble of blood.
Shit, I think I just burst his heart.
God damn, how hard did you hit him? Nice work, Dynamo. Just to be sure that it wasn't a fluke, I held the man up by the back of his hair, while Elizabeth slammed her fists into his chest a couple more times. When his sternum cracked, I finally let go of him, and he instantly crumpled into a pile on the floor. "I like your style," I told my superpowered girlfriend. She just grinned and split off to the right toward Penumbra, so I split off to the left to help Norma in her fight against three of the security guards at once. Of course, Norma had held her own against the Shadow Knight in hand-to-hand combat, so she didn't really need a lot of help, but there were still plenty of assholes to go around. But even though Norma had stuffed more grenades and firearms into the pockets of her supersuit than she could possibly use all at once, she hadn't pulled out any of them to use against the security team. To be fair, most of them would have been too loud, so they would have drawn too much attention up to the penthouse suite. But I had a feeling that wasn't the only reason that Norma had chosen to use her katana. I was pretty sure that it was also just because she really liked the feel of the blade in her hands. After all, my mousy little assistant was a hell of a lot more bloodthirsty than she seemed, so I was pretty sure that she enjoyed the feeling of some asshole's blood as it spilled out of his body and sprayed all across her supersuit. I had taught her well. Since Penumbra and Elizabeth were both busy with security guards on the other side of the suite lobby, I launched myself at the closest security guard to Norma and slammed him into the opposite wall. I glanced over my shoulder to make sure my mousy assistant could handle the other two guards, but Sure enough, she ran in fucking circles around both of them as she played with them, like a cat toys with mice. The asshole that I had just slammed into the wall was bent over now, like he was about to be sick, so I raised my palm blaster to finish him off before he could upchuck all over my suit. He didn't seem to be extra speedy or extra strong, so for a second I thought that he might be the exception to the security team. Everybody else had some kind of superpower, just not enough to be full-blown superheroes. So as I aimed my blaster at the top of his skull, I wondered how this fucker had managed to get himself on the CEO's personal security detail. But before I could blow a hole through the top of his skull, the man raised his head to look at me, unhinged his jaw, and started to vomit straight-up water. I jumped back as the water began to spill across the floor, but I had a hard time not laughing, even as the man prepared to throw up more water. It was one hell of a shitty superpower. At least the other security guards had powers like speed and strength, even if they were in pretty low doses. This poor bastard should have had power to control water like some of the supers did, but he'd gotten like the lowest amount of that kind of power, so instead, all he could do was upchuck water and... Well, I didn't know what he planned to do next, because I didn't intend for him to live long enough to find out. As soon as I was out of the path of the water, I dropped my hand, raised my elbow, and took a few more steps back to make sure that I was totally in the clear. Then as soon as he started to vomit water again, I fired the taser in my elbow straight at his open mouth. When the electricity hit the water, the guard's whole body lit up like a goddamn Christmas tree. As he sparkled and sizzled in place, I watched as he clamped down on his own tongue so hard that he bit the end of it right off. He tried to yell, but the electricity still buzzed all around him and continued to spark from the puddle that he was standing in all the way to the top of his skull, until finally the poor fucker fell to the ground in a little hiss of smoke. Just as the electrical sparks started to die down, I heard a heavy scraping from deeper inside the penthouse. And I knew that whatever it was couldn't be good. "Finish them off!" I called to Penumbra and Elizabeth. "Norma, you're with me!" Norma pulled her katana out of a guard's stomach, and as his intestines leaked out onto the polished floor, she kicked him squarely in the abdomen and then followed me, deeper into the penthouse suite. The rest of the guards should be easy work for the other two women, so Norma and I hurried down the hallway and split up, to find wherever the fuck Roger Barry was trying to hide himself. Norma charged toward the bedrooms on the right, so I headed in the opposite direction toward the only closed door. It was locked, but I just fired a few quick lasers at the lock until it broke. As soon as I entered the bedroom, I could see that it was the master's suite, and I would have bet anything that the warden's CEO was hidden inside the closed bathroom or the closet. So I shouted for Norma to come join me. "You take the bathroom, and I'll take the closet," I told my assistant. While Norma went to work on the bathroom door lock, I kicked open the closet to check for Roger Barry. The closet was the size of a small room, but a quick glance around told me that it also didn't have any good hiding spots, so this fucker must be in the bathroom. Of course, about the time I figured that out, Norma shouted for me from the bathroom, so I hurried to join her. She had just managed to get the door open, so we rushed in together and saw a pudgy man in his 50s with a bathrobe half on over his pajamas. He was on his knees against the far wall of the bathroom, and he was trying desperately to push aside a heavy shelving unit. As the shelves scraped against the tile floor, I knew that was the sound that I had heard from the penthouse lobby. But when the man didn't turn around and instead just kept trying to push the shelves to the side, I glanced at Norma, and then back to the man. Then I saw what this bastard was trying to do. The shelving unit covered up a steel door in the wall, and that meant this asshole was trying to get into his panic room before we could catch him. His phone was on the tiled floor right beside him, and I figured he might have been able to get an SOS text off, but he definitely hadn't had time to call anyone. I don't think you're going to make it. Ahem. I said, and then cleared my throat behind him.
You probably shouldn't have installed such a heavy shelving unit right in front of it. Couldn't you have just built it behind a mirror or something instead?
Roger Barry finally turned around to face us. But even though his body trembled like a leaf, his lips curled into a sneer when he saw us.
It was meant to be an extra layer of protection. And just so you know, my security team was supposed to keep me safe long enough to get inside.
I guess better luck next time, I said, and raised my palm blaster toward his face.
Wait, just a minute,
Roger Barry said, as he held up one hand in front of his face.
Can't we just talk for a second? What do you want? Do you want money? You can have whatever you...
Nah, I've got billions of my own, but thanks.
Hold up, where's your other hand?
Norma growled, and then she darted forward like a snake. Immediately, she kicked the phone out of the hand that he had hidden behind his back. It slid across the tile floor back toward me. So as Norma backed up to rejoin me, I glanced down and saw that Roger Barry had managed to open his favorites. Optimo was at the top of the list, of course, but the warden's CEO hadn't actually been able to hit call yet. Nice try, I said, just before I kicked the phone the rest of the way across the bathroom.
Hey, watch it,
Elizabeth said from the doorway as she hopped over the sliding phone. Oh, that was fast. Where's Penumbra?
My left are on guard duty by the elevator doors,
Elizabeth replied, and then strode over to stand beside Norma and me.
Hello, Roger.
Dynamo? Then it's really true. You joined forces with this...
evil genius?
I finally saw the Warden's Corp for the corrupt organization that it is, if that's what you're asking. Miles helped me see to that.
Miles? Wait, then does that mean...
Yep, I said, and then I took off my helmet so he could see my face.
Holy fuck!
Roger Barry said as his jaw fell open.
Then it's really true. Miles Nelson actually is the evil genius. I thought... Well, I just assumed that Optimo was crazy when he told me that, but I guess he... Shit. I can't believe Optimo was right all along.
Well, he was right about that anyway, but not about much else, and definitely not about what it means to be a real superhero.
Look, just because you weren't a team player doesn't mean that the entire Warden's Corp is corrupt,
Roger Barry said, as his whole expression shifted from surprise to anger.
In fact, I'll have you know...
Oh, I'm a team player,
Elizabeth said, as she took a step forward that made the CEO look like he was about to piss himself.
Just not when it comes to assholes like Optimo, who care more about sponsorships than civilians and more about how he looks than all the good that he can actually do. Ooh, that was a good one.
And what are you? Some kind of reject super?
The CEO snapped at Norma.
I've never seen a superhero who needed fucking glasses before.
As soon as he insulted Norma, I slipped my helmet back on and raised my palm blaster to finish off this corrupt creep, but Elizabeth grabbed my arm.
Let me try something first. If you and Norma don't mind, I'd like to make totally sure about him before we, you know.
Execute him? Yeah, we've got a little time, but make it fast.
Yeah, I've been called worse,
Norma said with a shrug.
Go ahead and try whatever you want.
Execute?
Roger Barry's eyes went wide.
This has to be a joke. You can't just break into someone's house and then execute them just like that. You have to want a ransom.
Listen up, Roger. If we let you go tonight, do you think you could change? Could you leave the Warden's Corp forever and let the superheroes for hire industry die? Do you think you could be reformed?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I can change. I'll get out of the defense industry completely. I'll go start a non-profit or something, you know? Like maybe one of those kinds.
Just stop,
Elizabeth said as she rubbed her ears.
Did you forget that one of my powers is the ability to tell when someone is lying to me?
No! No, really, I swear! I promise!
You're starting to hurt my ears. Miles, just fucking shoot him.
I raised my palm blasters again and fired it before the warden's CEO could get out another sound. The laser burned a hole right between his eyes, and when the man slumped off to the side, there was even a burn hole in the wall behind him. Time to clean up, I said as I lowered my arm back to my side.
I'm on it. After all, I've got some crazy average housekeeping skills.
True, but why don't you think less like a maid and more like a crime scene investigator?
Ooh, that's even better.
My mousy assistant replied, and then she grabbed a washcloth from the linen closet and started to wipe everything down. After we had cleaned every surface in the bedroom and bathroom that we had touched, just to make sure there was no trace of us left behind, we left Roger Barry on the bathroom floor where he had fallen and headed back to rejoin Penumbra. While Norma cleaned up all traces of our DNA from the lobby, Penumbra summoned the elevator back up to the penthouse, and Elizabeth and I checked the bodies to make sure that they were all dead. It wouldn't mean shit that we'd cleaned up our DNA if we accidentally left any witnesses alive, so it wouldn't hurt to double-check.
So, the CEO was really, like, dead and stuff?
The blonde superheroine asked as we finished cleaning up. Oh, yeah. Well, there's definitely one less asshole in the world now, that's for sure.
Actually, there's, like, 13 less assholes in the world.
Penumbra said as she glanced around the lobby and counted all the dead security guards.
Like you said, there's no way his security team was all innocent or anything.
Well, that's pretty good for a single night's work, I said with a smirk.
We just took down the CEO of Warden's Corp.
Norma said as she stood up from the last body that she had just wiped.
I'd say that's more than most people ever dream of. Yeah, but most people aren't an evil genius like Miles.
Elizabeth said with a smile. True. Now, let's go back and see if Eileen has been able to create that synthetic DNA yet.
What happens if she has?
Penumbra asked, and then she opened the elevator doors for us. Well, then I can use it to make some stem cells for myself, I said, as all four of us stepped back onto the elevator.
And then?
I'll finally be able to inject myself with Optimo's powers, I said with a grin. Then we would see just how badass the mighty Optimo really was when he had to face somebody with all of his own superpowers, plus all of the technology that my evil genius mind could create.